Why does Moshe have to break the luchos? Why can't he just leave them upstairs and leave them with God? Or put them down on the side, have a long philosophical conversation with the Jewish people, explain to them what they did wrong, and then say, okay, now we're ready. Now we can get the luchos. Why does Moshe have to smash them? I want to share with you two possibilities. The first possibility is an answer I heard years ago from Rabbi Frand. Rabbi Frand says that sometimes you need, in a moment like that, something jarring that could just completely stop you in your tracks in order so that you could reflect and change. The Jewish people went from Matan Torah to Chet HaEgel. They couldn't just have a conversation. When Moshe Rabbeinu smashes the luchos, he says to them loud and clear, like, we need it to stop. It's almost as though you're in the middle of a concert and someone pulls the plug on the music and it goes from electric excitement to silence. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished. But there's another possibility. The Meshech Chachma offers a different explanation. So why is it that the Jewish people sinned? Forget what they built, but why did they build it? They built it out of fear. They can't believe that Moshe is gone. And with Moshe gone, they need somebody to replace it. Why? Because they viewed Moshe Rabbeinu as someone who was lemala. He wasn't just a regular person, but he was something inherently super powerful and holy, which he was holy, but he was just a human being. In his absence, they panic and say, how can we possibly make it like this? It's impossible. So they make a God and say, Eile Elohecha Hisasha Rucham Eretz Mitzrayim. They say, we need somebody else, some other entity that would be great, that would be powerful, that would be super. The Meshech Chachma says, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of? He said, fine, I'm going to die one day. But if these luchos survive, what are they going to say? They're going to say, these luchos are the same thing as Moshe. They're so much more powerful. And so Moshe Rabbeinu said, if I don't break them, that's what I'm setting the Jewish people up for. And so when he smashes them, he sends a message to the Jewish people that at their heart, they're just stone. The words emanate from God. That's what's holy. That's what's special. Everything else is just regular. I think it's an important message because sometimes we look at certain people and say, nah, they're not human. They're lamala me that. But even the best in every place, whether it's the best in Limud HaTorah, the greatest rabbi, the greatest athlete, the greatest artist, the way the world works is that the sun rises and the sun sets. And that is true not only for day, but it's true for man. The sun rises, but people are forced to retire. And when they retire, they're going to be a little bit less. And eventually they retire from the world. I'll end with a story. I remember watching Michael Jordan play. And he was something special to watch. And Michael Jordan, at the end of his sixth championship in Chicago, was something special. But there was a point in Michael Jordan's career, towards the end when he was playing with Washington, where you recognized Michael Jordan was still special, but Michael Jordan wasn't Michael Jordan anymore. That's really what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, is the luchos and people are just people. And they're just objects. There is nothing that infuses infused in them to make them something beyond that. The only entity in the world that is lamala from that is God Himself. And if we don't see that, then we very dangerously walk the line between worshiping God and worshiping idols. That's what we have to be careful with. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was being careful with. But I'll end though. So why do we keep the Shivrei Luchos? Just to bury them. Why did they travel around? So of course, one possibility is it's a constant reminder of what happened. But perhaps there's a little bit more. Perhaps the Shivrei Luchos are kept around to remind us of that message and to remind us that even that the cycle of man is such that man goes from being at his most premature and not yet there to his most developed and most sophisticated and most successful, but then ends as the Shivrei Luchos. It is the circle of life. And yet, while we recognize that man is human, but we also recognize that at every stage that man has value. In childhood, in their peak, and even as Shivrei Luchos. Have a great day.